Hi everyone. Today I've got my colleagues Violet and Evelyn with me, and we're going to be talking about green and sustainable workplaces. So Violet, I'm really keen to hear about your previous experiences and, you know, what you understand to be a green and sustainable workplace.
Yeah, actually for me, both being green and sustainable are interconnected. In my previous workplace, you know, in our pantry as well as the cafe, we don't use disposable cutlery or cups, right? So everything is reusable.
Yeah.
I remember during COVID when we couldn't have, you know, go to the canteen and pick up food for ourselves, everything was in pre-packed containers, and even those containers are eco-friendly products. So that's how, you know, I recognized or saw that the business really made an effort to make sure that we are being green and sustainable in our practices.
Yeah, I mean, I really like that example about, mm-hmm. you know, the disposable cutlery.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's so easy to implement. And I recently took a flight on SQ, and I was quite sad actually that they stopped using those square recyclable containers, because I thought that was a really good initiative, despite the backlash that it got. Evelyn, what about you? What kind of green initiatives most resonate with you?
Well, to me, you know, what drives a sustainable workplace is it's not only about a policy, right? It is also a reflection of our values. So, you know, being part of a workplace that prioritizes green initiatives resonates with me. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm passionate about recycling and, you know, reuse and recycling. So, you know, I really love that in our offices now we have designated bins for different waste, and really to just encourage everyone to recycle. Yeah, and, you know, this practice alone is not, I guess it's not just to reduce waste, but it just serves as a daily reminder for us to, you know, to be responsible to our environment, right?
Yeah.
And I think it's really empowering, you know, to know that the workplace, it's also a place where we can actively contribute to sustainability.
Yeah, 100%. So I'm curious to hear from the both of you, you know, why do you think that great workplaces should actually be implementing these green and sustainable practices?
Well, I'm passionate, right, about green initiatives and sustainability. Mm-hmm. Now I'm passionate about recycling. So I think when companies, you know, care and respect and love the people, right, they will, you know, care for the environment as well.
Yeah. And what about you, Violet?
Likewise, I want to be associated with an organization that cares about the environment and future generations. So I do feel like being a green and sustainable workplace does drive employee engagement, retention, and also attraction.
Yeah, and I think on a more personal note, why a green workplace is important to me is because, as both of you know, I love animals. And so it's important for me to know that the company that I'm working in isn't just doing right by me, but also the environment that we're in. And so when I think about our clients and the other great places to work out there, you know, just as they care for their own people, that same kind of care and integrity also extends to the environment. So thanks, Violet, and thanks, Evelyn, for joining me. And coming up next, I'd love to hear from Eve and our guests from Micron about what being a green and sustainable workplace really means.
Before we continue, let's take a moment to hear from our sponsor, DHL Express Singapore. DHL, the world's leading logistics company, is leading the charge towards a more sustainable future, with a goal of achieving net zero emissions by 2050. In Singapore, DHL's Go Green Plus solutions helps businesses to reduce their carbon emissions through the use of sustainable aviation fuel. Derived from renewable sources such as used cooking oil, DHL is also expanding their electric vehicle fleet rapidly to ensure greener last-mile deliveries. Join DHL on their sustainability journey. Learn more at dhl.com/discover/en-sg. Welcome to the podcast series by Great Place to Work, ASEAN and ANZ. Join us as we explore current workplace trends and issues through conversations with industry leaders. Listen to their views and experiences that are shaping our workplaces today.
Today, We are really excited to have with us Yihui from Micron, a best workplace in Singapore for many years, to join us under the show. Yihui, could you just introduce yourself?
Thank you, Evelyn, for having me here. So just to share a little bit about my role in Micron, I serve as the Director of Environmental Sustainability in Micron Technology. Part of my role includes setting and optimizing long-term as well as short-term corporate goals for Micron's environmental sustainability, and bringing together cross-functional subject matter experts to brainstorm and innovate for sustainability. And we also want to integrate the sub-goals into respective functions within Micron's organization, and cascading it all the way to ground level for internalization and execution. And in areas whereby we still see a gap towards our long-term sustainability goals, that's where we really have to drive key innovations in partnership with our suppliers, academia, as well as ventures, so as, you know, we can achieve our aspirational goals of 100% net zero emissions.
Wow, 100% net zero emission. It sounds to me that Micron has thought through and a very systematic and very engaged and intentional way to embed sustainability into your operations. If I just take a step a little bit, and I saw this quote from your Singapore country manager, Kok Sing, and he says this, and I quote, "Sustainability needs to start from a mindset." He says that we actively at Micron engage your team members to think and to act sustainably, be it at work, at home, or in the community. Yihui, if you could just help us understand a little bit more, why does Micron care so much about your sustainability, and what's your stand on that?
Okay, so maybe let me just share that environmental sustainability is actually embedded in Micron's vision statement, which is to transform how the world uses information to enrich life for all.
Okay.
So what this means is that not only must we manufacture leading-edge memory products, but we must do so in a responsible manner, in a manner that doesn't harm the earth, and in a manner that preserves the quality of life for our current and future generations.
So I might be asking the obvious, right, or noob question. Why is it important for Micron to do it in a responsible manner? Isn't making money, maximizing profits, the end goal?
So if you were to take a look at what's happening in the world around us, right, climate change is happening, and it's happening so fast. And it is very important for us to, approach this problem with a sense of urgency. And if you take a look at, where we are today in terms of global temperature rise, we are already at 1.3 degrees Celsius.
We feel the heat in Singapore all the time.
Right. Yes. Right. And Paris Agreement advocates, for 1.5 degrees Celsius by the end of this century. So to really achieve that, we must act fast. And in order for us to act fast, we must tap on the minds of every single one of our employees in Micron to innovate and deploy the solutions, so that we can achieve a sustainable industry together.
So what I'm hearing is that the reality or the impact of a non-sustainable environment, we feel it on a day-to-day basis. So just like how we feel the heat wave, not just in Southeast, across Southeast Asia, we see the floods are happening, they impact lives. So it is not just about maximizing profits, but it's about ensuring that we have a planet for our children's generation that they can continue to live in a way that is sustainable for them.
Yes, that's right.
You're right. So could you help us understand perhaps some specific measures that Micron have taken to make the environment, to make the workplace more sustainable?
So in Micron, we innovate for sustainability throughout the entirety of our manufacturing value chain. So not only do we invest in operational efficiency improvement, but we also shift left to start from product, process, as well as future fab design front, and also cascading efforts, upstream to our suppliers, so that they too, it's also joining us in this journey. And what's very important is that, once everyone understands this overarching strategy that we are deploying, it is important to drive clarity. Mm-hmm. So what we do is that we actually introduce sub-goals into respective organizations within Micron itself so that the team members are clear on how they can contribute towards environmental sustainability in their own roles.
Right, so I'm hearing that beyond performance KPIs that we're all used to, the KRAs and all, you've actually broken down the environmental goals into goals that impact at the team level as well as the individual level so that we can all each see how we contribute to these efforts. Is that
right? Yes, that's right. So when you think of, you know, a semiconductor company like Micron, you know, yield is very important. Yes. We need to make sure cost is very important as well. But right now, environmental sustainability becomes a pillar as well. So it's not just the engineers, not just have to optimize their processes for cost, for yield, for quality, but at the same time, they also have to, you know, optimize their processes for environmental sustainability.
That's so good to know.
Yeah.
I'm just really curious, are there any process that, of course, not confidential, that you could perhaps flesh out a little around what shift or change that Micron has taken so that the environmental focus is top of mind?
So in terms of how we establish this structure and framework within Micron, I think the first is really to set the culture, right? Right. So we had, you know, fireside chats with executives, various focus group sessions with the leadership team to help them understand the importance of, you know, driving environmental sustainability fast within Micron. And of course, you know, we want them to also cascade this down to ground level so that everyone understand and they can internalize why it's so important for us to join hands and work together. And once that is established, we also need to, you know, put together a systemic approach. That's where the goals clarity, that's where, you know, we have to integrate the sub-goals into functions within the organization. And not just that, we also leverage our smart manufacturing capabilities to provide prioritization clarity to the working levels so that they know what areas they can work on to move the greatest needle.
Is there an example of an area or an initiative that Micron has taken so that we can not just see a sense of what shift you have taken?
Yeah. So if you take a look at our processes, semiconductor processes emits processed greenhouse gas into the environment, right? So the conventional method is to deploy point of use abatement system to destroy and remove this processed greenhouse gas before, you know, releasing it to the environment. So what we have, you know, innovated in this space is to develop a first-of-a-kind central abatement system that is piloting here in Singapore, in Micron Singapore Fab. And this technology is actually capable of reducing the cost by 40% and also save fuel by about 90%.
That's wonderful.
Yet at the same time, we are also driving higher abatement removal efficiency.
That's really good. So we are hearing win-win-win, right?
That's right.
You save
yeah.
cost, mm-hmm. you reduce the usage of fuel, again, that save cost, and yet it is actually better for the environment. So we debunk the myth that it's not always that being green or being sustainable is actually more costly. But in fact, we are looking at how by being innovative, it is possible.
Mm-hmm, yeah. That's right.
Iwe, I hear you use a word that caught my heart earlier, a word that I love. I talk about it all the time, and that's about culture. And we all know, I know for a fact, that changing culture is not always the easiest to do.
Yeah.
Could you share with us your experience, right, in this process of helping our people to shift the mindset that they need to be that, to have the urgency, like you said earlier on, the urgency about how our efforts, what we do has an impact on the environment. How do you shift that culture so that people are feeling urgent about that and they take very positive steps, you know, towards the contributions towards your goals?
Right. So my role, so what I do is I identify key leaders within Micron's organization, and we actually go to them, right, to propose, you know, how their organizations can actually play a part in, you know, our corporate environmental sustainability goals. So we start by, you know, giving them an overview of, you know, these are the points that, you know, they can consider implementing in the organization. And we give them time to go back and think about it. Okay. and then come back with their own viewpoints, with their own ideas on how their organization can impact environmental sustainability. And this is very important because we need to start from the leaders. They need to know and they need to understand how this is important and how their organization can play a role before they are able to convince the rest of the organization to do the same.
Well, I actually love the idea that you don't come and tell them what to do. You give them the vision, but you have them come up with their plans on what they can do. Because this is really an important component to form the right habits so that they have commitment and buy-in. And it's not just top-down you telling them, do step one to four. I think that's from a culture lens of shifting culture, I think that's a very powerful intervention that you have introduced. Yeah, and how has it been? How's the experience been? How much time does it take to shift the culture?
Right, so we bring together actually, you know, a team of cross-functional leaders, you know, just about, I believe, four years ago in 2020, whereby we met in Boise, our headquarters, and we had, you know, like a 3 to 4 days long workshop just to talk about environmental sustainability, what goals to set for the company. And if I were to take that as, you know, the starting point from then until now, you know, I'm very impressed with the progress that, you know, Micron Singapore has made. So if you take a look at the achievement that Micron Singapore has done, they actually reduced, you know, the operational emissions by more than 40%.
Yes, this is really impressive.
Yeah, versus calendar year 18 baseline. And not just that, right? Even in water, even in waste, we also see significant improvement. For instance, you know, 7 percentage point increase in water reuse, recycle.
Amazing. You have these statistics off your fingertips.
Very good. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So these are all the impact that you do. If I just shift the conversation just a little bit, we spent a lot of time talking about your sustainability efforts, establishing why it's important. I want to just understand, you are a great workplace. Micron, you have consistently been named a top 3 best workplace in Singapore. How does this square with your commitment also to be a nurturing and a great workplace for your people? How does employee experience impact or affect your sustainability efforts?
If you take a look at our latest FAB in Singapore, FAB 10A, it is built with a biophilic design. So what this means is that, you know, we offer green working spaces for team members.
Okay.
And
could you share a bit more, what does a green workplace look like for those of us who don't see it, but if you could just explain a little bit, what does a green workplace look like?
Right. So we have spaces whereby, you know, we can connect very closely with nature. So we have plants, you know, even in a semiconductor fabrication plant, we have plants inside our office.
Oh, because environment is always very sterile. Right. You have to be all suited up and all. So you bring in plants into those environments.
Right. So maybe just to clarify, the plants do not go into our...
Okay, all right, that's right. Very important, the hygiene. Okay,
semiconductor manufacturing facilities, but the administrative office that, you know, the team members work in. And I often see, you know, team members and their supervisors, you know, making use of these open spaces to even conduct, you know, sometimes their one-on-one conversations, you know, sometimes, you know, they gather there, you know, and brainstorm for new ideas, be it, you know, in sustainability or even in, you know, their own respective roles. So we see, how creating a conducive environment, integrating, greenery, integrating, sustainability in the workplace actually, makes the workplace a very fun place to actually work in. Yeah.
Okay, so this is one area in which you have greened the new FAB plant that you guys have
and built. If you take a look at our rooftops in FAB 10 building, we actually maximize the on-site solar panels installation. And for team member, you know, that, you know, if they can take a look at this, you know, it's something that they really feel very proud of. And we are also maximizing, the solar panel installation by building them on the rooftop of our sheltered car parks. So team members benefit from both, you know, having shelter for their cars, as well as, we have, the solar panels that can supply, electricity to our administrative buildings.
That's a very smart idea, but I'm curious, have you heard from employees' feedback? What does Micron's commitment and efforts in sustainability, what's the impact on them? How do they feel about it?
Well, I have quite a lot of team members reaching out to me and asking me that, hey, you know, I want to be a part of, you know, the sustainability journey.
Is that right?
Journey.
This above and beyond their regular work.
Above and beyond their,
why is
their
that
regular
so
work.
A lot of work to do already, right?
I guess it is. It is for these team members, they feel that, you know, work needs to also be in alignment with their personal values. And, you know, and right now, you know, we are seeing an increasing amount of job seekers. They look towards, you know, working for companies that has a good reputation for doing good for the society and not just, you know, looking at, you know, the profit margins. And we are seeing that, in fact, in the very young generations, newer generations. And of course, you know, I'm really very, you know, excited and pleased that they come up to me and ask, you know, about sustainability. But the truth is that I often tell them that, you know, where you are right now, where you are right now in your organization, you can actually play a role. Yes. And you know, more often than not, such conversations enlighten them. And you know, we do see how, you know, they are so excited about being able to make an impact in their role towards sustainability.
This so is so
that
good
is
to know.
Very heartening for me.
This is heartening for me to hear. So I hear that for our colleagues, for our team members, especially with the young generation, it's not about what we do, it's about how we do it. And it's about how we do it, the impact within the internal community and the impact externally as well. That's very important to them. Yes. I don't want to pretend it's always a bed of roses. As we all know, anything worthwhile doing, there are always challenges and difficulties. Mm-hmm. Could you share some of the difficulties that Micron has faced in your journey and how you overcome them?
Yeah. So I would say that the greatest challenge in the sustainability journey is to lead sustainability initiative amid data imperfection. So when you have data clarity, for example, you know, digitization with drill down capabilities, you put it in front of the engineers, they know what to do. They will be able to, you know, find a way to strive towards targets that you've set for them. But however, in areas whereby, you know, data is not perfect and there's yet to mature in these aspects, that's where, you know, we really have to think of how we make some assumptions, you know, look into data modeling so that we still continue to drive sustainability in these areas while at the same time, you know, enhance data visibility. And another area that is extremely challenging is scope 3. Not sure if you heard of scope 3 emissions, but basically, it falls outside of Micron's operational boundaries. So it's upstream to our suppliers, downstream towards our customers. And more often than not, you know, when we look at scope 3 data, it is not yet standardized. And it's difficult because, you know, when we want to implement a sustainability solution, we can't just look at, you know, our, you know, operational environmental footprint, meaning footprint that's within Micron's boundaries. But we must also look at the upstream, because you know, we want to avoid shifting the problem, you know, to upstreams. And so in order for us to really make, you know, informed decisions, there's a lot of work to be done at this space to really improve you know, scope 3 standardization, as well as utilizing this you know, data to drive more informed decisions so that we are really doing the right thing and making the right decisions.
Thank you, Yihui. I think what I can take from what you just shared the last minute or two is that when it comes to green and sustainability efforts, we need to go beyond preaching the moral high ground.
Yeah.
Right, but we need to be able to speak the language of the people, the stakeholders we work with. In your case, you talk about the engineers, and engineers speak data,
right?
And it is about using data. So beyond the morals and the values, it is about using data to help people understand the impact of current actions and how things can be changed. And where there are data imperfection is to make assumption, and it's to still press ahead despite and in spite of ambiguities.
Right. That's right. Because speed is key. And so we can't wait for all the data to be perfect before taking action. You know, we really have to do it concurrently. And that is something that, you know, you will experience challenges along the way.
Okay.
But we find a way to convince through assumptions modeling. Yeah.
I like to put this, to draw this to a close. And there are, you know, viewers out there, and they are either looking at wanting to be a great workplace. How would you encourage them to perceive sustainability efforts? Why should great workplaces also be focused on the environment? And how should they start?
So maybe let me just take the first question first. So why should they, focus on sustainability in their workplace? So I think if you take a look, embracing sustainability really brings about benefit to the organization as well. So it is easy to think that, you know, the upfront cost is high. It is expensive to invest in sustainability technologies. But when you do the math and the calculation, and if you were to implement the solutions in the right way, it can actually reduce cost for the company, in certain aspects, even increase revenue for the company. And of course, you know, to be able to achieve that is not easy. And that's where, you know, a clear strategy needs to come in. And a clear strategy needs to come in with very specific goals. Very specific goals needs to be integrated into the right functions within the organization. And to me, that is the fastest way, you know, we can drive sustainability forward and, okay, you know, benefiting any company out there.
So I hear very much very structured, very formalized, very clear intention, cascading through the organization with clear KPIs for people to achieve. Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. And why? How can they start in organizations perhaps where they may not be as much senior leadership commitment because for whatever reasons? How would you advise, you know, the average viewer to start where we are?
Right. So we can consider, you know, having like a committee, right, to really start, you know, to introduce green practices in their personal lives, you know, little things that they can do.
Yes.
So, for instance, in Micron Singapore, we do have the Green Initiative Committee. They have you know, did a great job, you know, in you know, introducing so many activities for team members to, you know, engage in, you know, so, you know, we can now recycle our textile easily. There's a bin just right outside for us to deposit, you know, shoes, deposit our shoes there as well, reverse, you know, a vending machine, you know, for recycling. So, you know, little steps like this, it's a first step, you know, that everyone can take to start to feel, you know, how their little efforts can actually contribute to the greater, you know, good for the community. And of course, you know, sometimes it's not just, top-down direction. Most of the time, in fact, right, it needs to be coupled with bottom-up innovation. So when team members internalize the importance of, you know, protecting the environment, you know, not just for themselves, but for, you know, their future, their kids and the kids, you know, future generation. I mean, it's, you know, it's something that they, you know, once they internalize, then that's where it will spur them to, you know, to come up with innovations, ideas, and reimagine the way they do things today.
You're right. You made me think of an incident where, with my son is P4 this year, and, well, it's exams period. He was doing lots of math papers, and he finished a paper, I threw it away. He came to me and said, "Mommy, I'm a green activist. You shouldn't be throwing my papers in the bin like this. You need to recycle them." I'm like, "Oh, okay." So you are right, because this is bottom up. And him being educated about importance of sustainability in school, bring that home, and he now makes me make sure that I don't throw papers in the bin, but I recycle them. So exactly what you said there. Thank you so much, Iwe, for your time sharing with us your expertise and experience. I really love how Micron is so intentional about your efforts, and to hear not just about good intent, but you actually have very good results to show. And the results are one where the environment wins, the planet wins, but the business wins as well. And you have got employees who are very much on board and committed. Mm-hmm. So thank you for your time.
Thank you, Evelyn. Thank you.
This podcast is brought to you by Great Place to Work, ASEAN and ANZ. At Great Place to Work, we transform workplaces through our unique culture and certification program. We promote a future of work that is inclusive and fulfilling, inspiring organizations to build cultures of trust, collaboration, and engagement. Tune in to our next episode and stay connected with us on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Let's shape truly great workplaces together.